This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. A tightening is upon us. A constriction. Not of borders, not of armies massed on fields, but of something far more insidious. A net woven of light and code. A cage built not of iron bars, but of data streams. This, beloved, is the face of Edom in this generation. The ancient enmity, the hatred born of a stolen birthright, has simply found a new weapon. Remember Esau. Remember the simmering rage, the vow to possess what was promised to Jacob. It wasn't merely land he coveted, but dominion, control. And that hunger hasn't been quenched by centuries. It has mutated, adapted, and now manifests as an insatiable demand for your information, your movements, your very thoughts. They do not come with sword and shield anymore. They come with algorithms and assurances of convenience. They seek not to conquer our lands, but to occupy our minds. Look around you, at the smart devices in your homes, listening, recording, at the social networks promising connection while meticulously cataloging your preferences, your weaknesses, your very identity, at the financial systems tracking every transaction, building a profile of your life, your needs, your vulnerabilities. These are not tools of liberation. These are instruments of enslavement. The new golden calves, the digital idols before which Edom demands your worship, your data, your privacy, your very autonomy. Yahuwah despised the altars of false gods in days of old, and he sees these shimmering screens as no less an abomination. This is a system designed to isolate, to categorize, to predict, and ultimately to control. They offer a false sense of security, a promise of ease, while subtly eroding the foundations of freedom. It echoes the ancient ambush Amalek striking at the rear of the weary travelers, preying on the vulnerable. This is the same spirit, seeking to disable and dispossess Israel, to break our spirit and scatter us further. But even in the deepening shadows, a light is kindling, a stirring among the scattered sheep. A growing network of communities recognizing the deception, rejecting the gilded cage. We are beginning to see, to discern the difference between the poisoned bread of Babylon and the manna from above. The table is being set, but it is a table of Sheol, offering sustenance that deadens the spirit, that binds us to the darkness. Yet there is another table, a guarded table where true provision is found, a table of remembrance where we reconnect with the covenant, with the promises Yahuwah made to our fathers. This is not a physical gathering, necessarily, but a spiritual alignment, a recognition that our true sustenance comes not from the systems of Edom, but from the living Word, from the Ruach HaKodesh, from the fellowship of those who seek truth. This is the heart of the restoration. Israel, long scattered to the four corners of the earth, is beginning to awaken, to remember who we are, whose we are, and the purpose for which we were called. This awakening is not a comfortable process. It requires a dismantling of illusions, a rejection of false narratives, a willingness to stand apart from the prevailing tide. And Edom, sensing its grip loosening, will tighten its hold. The iron cage will close further. The surveillance will intensify. The pressure will mount. But remember the words of the prophet, though they plot against you, they will not prevail. Yeshayahu 8:10. The builders of Babel in their arrogance believed they could reach the heavens, but Yahuwah scattered them, confused their languages, and brought their tower crashing down. So too will he dismantle the modern Tower of Babel, this digital panopticon, this system of control built on deception and fueled by greed. The judgment on Edom is not a future event. It is unfolding before our eyes. The exposure of their schemes, the unraveling of their power, the awakening of Israel, these are the signs of the times. Let us not be deceived by their promises. Let us not be lulled into complacency by their comforts. Let us instead embrace the truth, stand firm in our faith, and prepare for the days to come. For the day of Yahuwah is at hand, and the judgment on Edom will be complete. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.